If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
One of the most critical sectors that contributes to growth in South Africa's economy has to be mining. Yes, typically known as an extractive sector, but one that has been critical to the development, growth and shifts that we see in our country. This year, the 2025 Mining Indaba will officially kick off next week, based in Cape Town and, of course, hosting prestigious levels of participants locally and abroad, and largely with a focus on growing and developing and participating in key conversations to shift the continent's mining agenda. To tell us more about this, we join on the line by the head of public affairs for the Mining Africa, Mining Indaba. That's Colin Dlamini. Such a pleasure to have you and speak to you, Colin.
Thank you for having us.
Fantastic. Excited to be touching base on this one, because typically it is a conference that we've attended here as Kaya Biz as well, year after year, gauging conversations and participating in major themes. Keen to understand, the theme for this year is called Future Proofing African Mining Today. Help us understand what makes this different and why this theme has been selected for this year.
Thanks, Gugu. The focus for Mining Indaba 2025 is indeed a strong commitment to future-proofing African communities by emphasizing the voice of those directly affected by mining activities. A key highlight is the inclusion of indigenous people and mining communities as active participants. As you know, in the past, we've never really had the voice of communities take center stage at Mining Indaba, but this is something new that a lot of delegates can expect this year. And it aligns with the broader goal of fostering a sustainable and equitable mining industry through meaningful collaboration and integration.
Mm. And that's true, right? It really does go back to the theme and concept around collaboration. And maybe capture for us what this looks like on the next 3-4 days that will take place, where the Mining Indaba and conversations will happen. How is this collaboration going to be, I guess, emphasized just beyond conversations on stage?
Yes, so we will have the nation. We are really excited that we will have the National House of Traditional and Khoisan Leaders, the Congress of Traditional Leaders of South Africa, the Royal Bafokeng Nation, represented by the King, King Leruo, and many other community organizations. We will have focused sessions at the intergovernmental stage on the Monday. And we'll have an incredible panel there, which will be moderated by the chairperson of the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee, together with the chairperson of the National House and many other stakeholders. We're also going to have fireside chats, which a lot of delegates would be really excited to engage with. So and we have communities interactive workshops, which will run on the Wednesday, a full day session where we're going to have various stakeholders across the mining value chain engaging on all these important matters that affect communities.
One concern is, of course, when it comes to communities and the impact of mining, has to be illegal mining in South Africa, Colin. It can't be ignored from a local point of view, especially when we consider the outcomes of Stilfontein. Is that a consideration that will be focused on during the conference at all?
Well, Gugu, the Zamazama situation and illegal mining really highlights the complex challenges facing the mining sector, particularly the socioeconomic realities of many communities, mining communities. And it definitely is a serious issue that does require various stakeholders to engage on. And a platform like Mining Indaba will be the right stage for these issues to be attended to, and not only just be listened to, but also to be acted upon. So we hope stakeholders will be able to find each other and find solutions that can actually help the mining industry move beyond just talking about these issues, but really finding concrete solutions.
Mm-hmm. Beyond the conversations that will happen on stage, how else, I guess, do we look to facilitate partnerships that do result in a tangible difference, especially when it comes domestically to driving investment, saving the likes of ArcelorMittal, and of course addressing the issue of Zamazamas, as you alluded to?
So it starts really on Sunday with the ministerial symposium, which is held under the theme Building a Unified African Mining Value Chain. Here we are going to have more than 45 ministers from across the continent engaging in a UN roundtable style, where they'll be engaging on these serious matters. And we believe that regional integration is really key to this matter. And as we know, it's an exciting time for the mining industry as well, in as much as it's fraught with all these challenges, but it's also an exciting time. The whole globe is talking about these critical minerals, and Western countries have already defined the critical minerals for themselves. These are the minerals that will facilitate the just energy transition, and they'll use it for technology. But Africa sits with one of the largest reserves of these critical minerals. And the question confronting us is the African mining industries. How do we leverage from this opportunity? And how do we redefine what these critical minerals are for African development? So these are all the themes that will be engaged on at Mining and Hour. And we need to find those solutions. We cannot continue with the same old models of just exporting raw minerals overseas, but we need to focus on downstream processing of these resources and beneficiation to future-proof our communities and our industry.
100%. And as you say, it really is a regional conference that does take place. I recall last year, Botswana certainly got a lot of attention. In previous years, Ghana certainly led the charge in terms of conversations. And I'm assuming we're expecting much of the same. So happy for you just to add some color on the various regions and countries that will be represented, but also understanding the sensitivities of nations that should be included if we look at the concerns, especially around the DRC and Rwanda taking place right now.
Yes, no, we are really, really fortunate that we've, again, this year had an overwhelming support from many partner countries across the continent, from Francophone countries to the Southern countries. And for the first time, we're having a minister from Egypt, as well as representations from the GCC countries. So it's, we have over 45 ministers, as I've said, and some heads of state, which would be announcing over the next few days, that will be joining this year's conference. So there's going to be a broad range of stakeholders from across the continent. And we've seen lately, quite recently, with the DRC, Zambia, and Zimbabwe leading the charge in showing us that we can, as Africans, start focusing on downstream processing and beneficiation of critical minerals. They've set up special economic zones in partnership, obviously, with other countries with investments from China, but they've been able to set up their own manufacturing plants for electronic vehicle batteries, etc. So there are signs that we are moving in the right direction as a continent. Albeit, obviously, not at the pace at which we would like to, but
yes,
we are moving in the right direction, and we can learn a lot from other countries in the region.
100%. Well, we look forward to seeing more, hearing more. We'll be on the ground, Colin, and I can imagine very, very busy. But also, as you've mentioned, South Africans themselves do need to be key stakeholders in the engagements that will take place here, because fundamentally it influences communities who build a country, and of course, ultimately, the livelihoods that we need to be mindful of from a socio-economic point of view.
Absolutely. South Africa is the host country, really has a lot to offer. There's a lot that is new that is happening with the mining industry in South Africa. The State Diamond Trader is launching a diamond show on Sunday, and they'll be running an exhibition the whole week, which is really exciting to see, because the diamond industry in South Africa has really taken a back seat, but now it's taking a bold step to say to the world, We are competitive, and this is what we have to offer and what we can share. So there's a lot that South Africa and the communities, the traditional communities and leaders can share, and for us to be able to see how the industry starts to take a different shape and shape and form as we move into the next era of the sector.
100%. Colin, we look forward to touching base with you on the ground, seeing and witnessing much of the progress, and of course sharing some insight of the conversations that does take place there. Thank you again for your time.
Thanks, Kuku. Thanks to you.
Thank you. That's Colin Dlamini, Head of Public Affairs for the Mining Indaba. As we know, it's been an annual conference for well over a decade now, giving us some insight into conversations that take place regarding the extractive industries in South Africa, but largely the continent at large and some of the partnerships that we need to be working on.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.